Mark, you can start the music. No, really, you can start the music.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 386 of your Overseas Connection podcast. We are your official gateway to a mature gaming community. What does that mean? That means we are old enough to buy our own beers, and some of us don't live with our mothers anymore. All right, today it is September 3rd, 2016. I'm just one of your hosts, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. I am joined by a fine cast this week, but before I introduce them, I want to make sure that if you're listening to this on audio, you know that you can always watch us live on Twitch each and every Saturday, outside of any Holocaust or apocalyptic events. We are on twitch.tv/OC podcast. So just type that into your browser. Magically takes you to our Twitch page, and you can watch us there 11 p.m. UK. I know it's a little on the late side, but you're young still. 3 p.m. West Coast, 6 p.m. East Coast, which means it's happy hour for Nicole. Hence why Nicole Radowski joining the podcast has a nice glass of wine in hand. Nicole, how are you doing?
I'm great now. It's like one of those double glasses because nice. Last time I had the single wine and ran out half podcast. I was like, that will never happen again. So
should not happen.
That right there. Look at that. It's huge. Texas size.
Texas size. although not in Texas. You just bring in a little bit of Texas over to you.
Yes.
Excellent.
But yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for making the podcast, Nicole.
No problemo.
All right. Well, also drinking, hitting the late night happy hour, if you will, we have Mr. Robin Tate, Bongo the Sane. I was told I was supposed to talk to him last, and I talked to him before that. I've made him panic now. He's, I think, set, though. Robin, how are you?
Hey, I'm ready. I'm born ready. It's Robin Tate here. Bongo the Sane, I'm known out there as. I'm in Ballymena in Northern Ireland, in a little town spelt A-H-O-G-H-I-L-L, and it's pronounced Ahol. Not a hog hill. Yeah, exactly. last minute, we had people here tonight. So, last 10 minutes in fronting set up for me. Glad to be here. Exciting week. Things coming to an end and things coming to a beginning with victories achieved. I'm looking forward to that. And, it's always fun doing this with you guys. So, yeah. Who else is here? Cause I haven't looked yet.
Well, we also have Mr. Mark Wright, but before I go over to him, I do want to say, in advance, we know that Robin's son currently is streaming porn out of his bedroom, so it might impact Robin's Skype connection a little bit. So just, bear with, hang in there. Mark Wright on the show. Mark, yes. How are you?
I'm sneezing a lot, and I've got a very runny nose at the moment, but apart from that, I'm doing very well, thank you. So apologies if I start sniffling.
And this is your air allergy. You're just allergic to the air?
I'm just allergic to Skype, I think.
Yeah. A lot of people are allergic to Skype.
Skypeitis.
Does happen.
You can find me at Markanics on Twitter and Markanics on Xbox Live and PSN. And occasionally on Steam when I can be bothered going on there to have a look. Yeah, that's it.
Excellent.
For me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. All of us in the house ready to talk about video games. That's kind of what we do. It's more or less the theme of the podcast, but let's face it. These podcasts, they're also kind of life podcasts, right? We talk about things going on in our lives.
You're right. I have a very sore bottom.
Tell more.
No.
Please don't.
It's tender.
Holy crap.
I know why though. And it's not what you think.
Yeah, why?
I know why.
You've been on your bicycle. Why?
Oh, yeah. I've been bicycling. And yes, it's amazing how tender your butt gets at the beginning. So I was out today. It's a big achievement for me, but, you know, 11, 12 miles this morning in the rain. It was lovely. But tell you what, thank God for those padded pants. I don't know what shape my buttocks would be.
Did I not warn you, Robin?
Buttocks? Yeah, you did. But I'm not going as far. I mean, looking into it, these guys, they use the different creams. Yeah. Exactly, dog. Yeah, absolutely right.
Not the cream.
So, I mean, this week I got myself some lights for the bike. I got my helmet arrived. I got some clip-on pedally things for my feet. So I'm out there looking like a pro every day. But don't know if I'm, yeah, cycling like a pro.
Robin, you need to one.
I'm a chubby man on a bike.
You need to add a little bell. You also need to get a pack of cards.
He'll have a bell on his bike. It's actually
a basket.
It's a legal requirement in the UK to have a bell.
Yes, you need a bell and a basket, a nice flag sticking up behind you, and then don't forget, put some playing cards in the spokes so it'll make it sound like it's roaring when you're driving.
Close pick. Well, I do have somebody walks in front of me about 15 feet with a red flag going, he's coming, he's coming, he sees his walking pace. But it just, it's been good.
Good.
I mean, I used to run a lot. And right. I do push myself because back to those days, I push, you're going up a hill and you go, right, okay, I can make it to that next bit without stopping. I can keep on going. Right. And I don't go for a cycle. I go out to go as hard as I can to get that exercise, and it's been good fun, but yeah, backside sore.
Yeah. Biking is really different. I mean, to me, running is more taxing than biking. But biking also will, not to use the word tax too much, but it will tax you differently. It hits your muscles differently. I find that my quads typically burn a lot from biking versus, like the glutes and your hamstrings, for me, when I run, those will come more into play. I definitely use a lot more of my quads when I'm biking. But, this is muscle 101 corner for the podcast.
Well, some of the kids were in seeing their mother today. We had to drop them off for a couple of hours. And I had Charlie with me, and he's got all into this now as well. And he wants a road bike too. So we brought one around a few shops to get him sized. And, the first shop, the bike, starter bike from like 450 quid. And then they go to the next shop and it's like, yeah, well, we started about £800. And we go to the third shop, the pro shop, and they're, well, you really, even at his age of 10 years old, about £1,500 to £2,000, that'll be a good starter bike for him. I'm going, Charlie? No.
Yeah.
No.
This is where you want to go on to like
Gumtree or Craigslist or something.
Yeah,
out there.
Craigslist.
Yeah.
Find something to use. You can get some nice.
Craigslist.
It's my list. That's actually where I found my bike. I had sold my bike way long ago.
Wife there.
Also, where I found my wife. You can find some good deals, and that is exactly where I found my bike. So, all right. Well, let's move on to something that actually is very important. I kind of know the answer now because of the barking, but I wanted to see, Nicole, how is your dog doing?
Much better. See, yeah. Obviously, vocals are working again.
Yes, yes. Now, what was going on? Do we know?
Yeah, they think she either was either hit by metal or chewed on metal, but she fractured one of her molars in the back.
Ouch.
And cut the inside of her mouth. And it's so high up, there is a nerve exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to actually lose almost all the teeth on that one side.
Oh, holy smokes.
Yeah, there's so much damage that, so I have confiscated the dog. The dog is now mine. And the dog will not go back and forth like it has been. So.
Well, I am sorry to hear that's rough.
Yeah, she's on pain meds. She's fine.
All right. Never mind then. Well, but good that it's not something more serious. I mean, losing your teeth is something serious. It's something we're all going to be facing shortly.
They were good about it. They said she'll learn how to chew on the one side and she'll be fine. And most dogs that get older end up losing all their teeth anyway. And so she could gum her food or just swallow it whole. I'm like, now, well, she
I'm not going to lie. My dentist literally told me something very similar when I hurt my jaw eating that stupid beef jerky. And he's like, you can just chew on the other side, you know, and eventually you might lose some teeth anyway. I'm like, yeah, I don't need to hear this. All right. Well, Mark, anything positive on your end? So far, we've had ass hurting and dog chewing on metal.
I've had a boring week, really. Busy with work and that. Not really done much, to be honest.
I thought you were on holiday.
No.
I thought you had taken some time off.
No, that was last week. That was a week before.
Right.
So, they all run together.
They do run together.
Yeah, no. I have got something planned for Tuesday, which I'm quite happy with. I've been at my work now just over 21 years. And in the NHS, once you've done 20 years service, for a non-front line, you get a 20-year long service medal. So I'm going to, I'm going to a posh place in Harrogate in North Yorkshire, on Tuesday, and I'm going to get presented with my 20-year award. So I'm looking forward to that.
Congratulations.
Excellent.
You're getting a 20-year-old as your reward? Is that what you said?
Sweet.
I wish.
Hey, that's what 20, I heard.
20-year award.
This award just got way better.
Yeah. So,
in fact, I think you should lead with that when you show up and just be like, I was told I was getting a 20-year-old, not a 20-year-old award.
Yeah. Yeah, so apart from that, my week's been quite boring.
All right. Okay. Well, similarly, I've had a relatively quiet week with the exception of a work trip out to Denver. That took place on Wednesday, so it was just kind of a day trip out to a client. But I did – today, actually, before the podcast, I went and checked out a new golf range, or I thought it was a golf range. It was called Top Golf. And I guess they have like 12 of these across the U.S. in different cities. But it's a three three-story golfing range. But instead of being a traditional golfing range, like we think about it, where you go out and you're just practicing your shots and, you know, you're getting a bucket of balls, that kind of thing. This is actually set up like bowling. So out where the golf range is, there are a series of, I think, seven, maybe eight different targets, and they are varying kind of in size and placement, obviously, out in the golf range area. And they look like giant, dart targets. And so what you do is you go and you rent out a pod, which is, you know, one of the areas, and you rent it out for an hour. You can have up to eight different players in there, and you're basically kind of playing darts with golf. So you're shooting for different targets, and based on the different games that you're playing, you'll get points. And the balls themselves have RDF chips inside them, so they can be tracked. And so your shots get tracked out onto the course, and you don't have to bring clubs. You can use clubs that are supplied by them there. The best part, they have alcohol and food. So, I mean, it was pretty cool. Have to admit. Might become a
fun. So, is it like two or three stories? Is it like that?
Yeah. Three stories tall.
And shit, what's that? Maybe. I told you to blow the bloody doors off remake. Italian Job. There's a bit in it where he goes to one of those in Los Angeles, in LA, and he meets a big, massive Hawaiian fast guy to get weapons off him, and that's where they were. And this thing, it was like two or three stories at night time, and
yeah, so
they were sitting with like settees and sofas in around them. Is it like that? That's cool.
Completely like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know,
nothing like that.
Something different. Something different.
No, Paddy down the street, he cuts his lawn every now and again, and he sets the buckets of balls down in front of you and sets the balls, and he brings you out a beer if you want it, but that's in his back garden. That's what we have.
It's about as effective, you know. all right. Well, let us move on. Let's talk about games. By the way, if you are interested, we do have a Facebook group. I know it's been getting a lot of traction, so I would be remiss if I didn't mention that, fb.ocpod.com. If you like the Facebooks, I know it's a thing. I've heard rumors. It's getting popular. You can go over and check out our Facebook group. Give us a follow, and participate. And more importantly, participate. All right, video games. What everybody's been waiting for. Let's talk about video games. Mark, since yes. I mentioned you last, we'll mention you first. Right. Let's talk about what game crack addiction you've been playing this past week.
Yeah. Well, both the games I've been playing this week have both been off-world and out in the stars. I finally finished Rebel Galaxy. Finished the story mode.
Right.
Still quite a bit to do in the game itself, but yeah, I wanted to get that out of the way because I wanted to crack on with the next one, which a game you bought, which I've benefited from, which I played. We downloaded the trial, didn't we?
Right.
And I wasn't that impressed with the trial because it didn't have that immediate pick up and play like Rebel Galaxy.
No, it felt much more complex, much more foreboding for me.
It's not as hard as Elite to learn the controls, but it's not that far off. But it's more of a tactical type game, and it's third person for a start, whereas Elite's first person.
Right.
But yeah, I've got hooked on this now. I'm absolutely hooked on it, and I've got about 30 hours into it. Managed to work my way up now, and I've got a destroyer class ship.
Alright, okay.
Yeah, which can pretty much take on anything now, so I'm quite powerful.
I was gonna say, you're sitting high on the hog then.
Yeah. I went from the starter ship, to a Wolverine. Now the Wolverine is like a little Corvette type ship. It's only a small one, but it carries a lot of troops. What you do is if you carry troops, you can board other vessels, and then take over them. Then you use a tractor beam to tow them to the nearest starport thing, and then you can sell that ship. And that's where you make the money. You make a lot of money on that, because of all the cargo they hold and the weapons. So yeah, I did that, and I managed to make.
That was smart.
Yeah,
that was smart. I did not go that route. I probably should rethink my decision here. My ship does not hold that many troops.
Yeah. So now I've upgraded. I got from the same place. There's a Wolverine, and then the next one up is the Eclipse, which is a destroyer, which is what I have now. And this, the Wolverine had a hull capacity of 1,000, so you could take 1,000 damage.
Crap.
No, yeah, but the one I've got now has got 7,000.
Okay.
It's got two extra turrets on it for firepower, and it can carry 68 troops, and it has a cargo hold of 120. So it is a beast, and it cost me 14 million credits.
So basically, if you're into space sims of any kind, this is your jam.
Yeah. I'm probably boring the ass off most listeners at the moment, but those who do like Starpoint Gemini will know what I'm on about. But but this game is huge. It is really, really massive. The map, when you look at it, it's got like a fog of war on it. And as you discover, they have like octagon type quadrants, as you uncover the different areas, and you can change the type of map you look at. You can have it on like geographical, or you can have it on faction based. So you know if it's a friendly area or an enemy inhabited area. And there's different space stations. Some you land at, which are friendly, some which are enemy run, so you can't go near them, and there'll be lots of enemy craft there, so you best avoid them. There's wormholes between different areas. There's what we call T gates to transport mass distances at a cost.
Right.
There's a lot of in-depth tactical.
Right. And there's a ton of different ships, I should say. There are a massive variety of ships.
Yeah, these ships I got are from one like starport, but if you go to different starports, you have different factions which have different makes of ships. So when I uncover the right hand side of a map, which I haven't even touched yet because that's probably high level, I'm guessing. I got a wormhole into their ones, and then I got fired upon a couple of times and nearly got blown up to bits, so I just jumped straight back in the wormhole back again. But I'll probably find an even bigger ship, bigger and better ship down there, because you have dreadnoughts and humongous things down there.
So, bigger is better.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm really, really, really enjoying it. I'm actually hooked. That's all I've played. And for Teflon, who's in the chat, I'm talking about Starpoint Gemini 2.
Yes. Now, I will say, because I've also been playing the game, I'm not going to recover this, but we could talk real quickly about the game came out, I say, like 6 months back for the Xbox. Yeah. It's been out on PC, actually, for about a year.
I think it's been out a bit longer, actually. 2014.
Okay.
It's quite big on PC, apparently.
Yeah, it does have some performance issues on the Xbox. I do notice every once in a while that the frame rates dip.
Right.
Big.
I'll tell you what that is.
And you have some stutters.
Yeah, the stuttering is, do you know the hexagon quadrants? When you go into the next quadrant, because there's no loading screens for the whole galaxy or universe.
It's loading the quadrant,
yeah. I watched the developers do a launch live stream of it, which was on YouTube, for the Xbox One version. And someone made a comment in the chat about the stuttering and that, and they were complaining it was like a graphical issue. And he says, no, it's just the loading because it's, there's no loading screens.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, that makes it a little easier to swallow when you see it happen. You realize you're going from one quadrant to the next.
Yeah.
The quadrants get in the road. So this isn't space.
Yeah.
Yep.
Space.
You can imagine each quadrant's like a bee's honeycomb. That all the quadrants are like that. So each different quadrant has its own like star base and bits and bobs, and there's asteroid fields, there's debris floating around, derelict ships you can scavenge.
It is a beautiful game too. I mean, I will say when you look at it visually, it presents very nicely. Hmm. I know we are boring Nicole to death with this conversation.
No, Batch wanted to add a victories achieved, and I told him to do it. So I've been refreshing the page to see if he's done it yet.
I was just giving you a hard time because I know this is definitely not your bag of tea. And I don't think this is Robin's bag of tea either. But Mark, you and I are absolutely nutty space sim guys. So,
and like I say, when I played the trial, this didn't grab me. This is more of a grower type game. You've got to, there's a steep learning curve. But once you get used to the controls and the gist of it all and the like humongous, universe you've got to play with, yeah, it gets you hooked. Shit.
Let's face it, Mark. Sorry, I know how to pedal the crack.
Stop you.
Yeah.
Deal. Jesus Christ, Nicole. That's not a glass. That's an oil tanker. That's so big. Maybe it's just because it's close to the camera, but it looks like a bucket.
Hold the glass up, Nicole. Wine. Hold the glass up for us. That's a little higher. A little higher, please. All right.
It's about a D cup, if that helps, Annie.
That's a healthy glass of wine.
Two of those, yep.
Yep. All right.
D cup of wine, please.
Yes. I'm going to try and ask for that next time I go in.
Just get a D cup of
wine, please. All right. Mark, anything else?
No, that's all I have time for. I haven't even played the Battlefield 1 beta. That's how bad it's been with his Starpoint Gemini.
We will definitely be talking about that, but we'll talk about that in just a little bit. We'll turn to Nicole. Nicole, we're admiring your D cup of wine. Let's talk about the games you've been playing as well.
I can't remember if I talked about that stupid Titanfall beta alpha thingy. So I was like, was I on? Did I talk about that?
I think we need to be careful here, though. Stupid Titanfall beta thingy.
Well, it's only because they couldn't remember the name. I couldn't remember the name.
All right. Fair enough.
But I actually liked it, so moving on. And then still playing Rainbow Six. I still like that.
Yep.
I've kind of gotten very addicted to it. I still wish that certain people I play with would frickin' listen when I tell them not to go in a room.
I don't know who you're talking about, Nicole. I mean,
what do you mean? Please explain. I don't know what you mean.
Oh, no, of course you don't know what I mean, Mark. Mark, Let me scan the room. Don't go in there. Boom. Where the fuck's Mark? Oh, that would be his body over there in the corner because he didn't listen.
Oh, yeah, that I remember now. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I remember that every single time.
of a part where you say, just wait here with the hostage while I check there's no enemies by the extraction point, and I walk out onto your grenade and go, boom.
Yes, that too. Because yeah. I don't go. Yeah, you don't understand that concept of... I think it's because I'm female.
I think it's just Mark. Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with you, Nicole. I think this is everything to do with Mark.
I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and make him think, you know, nag like his wife, but, you know, whatever.
He plays Rainbow Six similarly to how I play Halo, which is I'll take the lead and be the bullet sponge for everybody else.
Yeah. How many times have I yelled at you in Halo?
Exactly. So, all right.
Mention Battlefield here.
Okay. We're going to get there. We're going to get there eventually.
We'll talk about your behavior there, too.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true.
I haven't played that yet. I actually just tried to download it with my phone.
Yeah. Robin is reminding me, though. I think my role, just in general, when it comes to the shooters, is let me run out in front and be the bullet sponge. So, I see one other game here, MC.
That's Minecraft. But I always
play Minecraft. Gotcha.
That's why I added that little caveat at the end for you.
Yes, yes, I see that.
Just for you.
You know, Minecraft, though, it's an acquired taste. I mean, it's still super popular. So, just because it's not my jam doesn't mean other people aren't going to like it.
I love it.
I can be open, sort of.
I think you're in the minority, though, Greg. I think the majority of people like it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I also can admit that. I definitely am in the minority when it comes to Minecraft. And you know what's funny? I like base building. I like things. I don't know what it is about Minecraft. I just can't get into it. But
Maybe you should come play, and I can put the Halo little
the Halo skins.
Yeah, so that might.
Just trick me.
Maybe that'll make you better.
That might work. That might work.
It'll be like a space sim. For
extra life's coming up again, Greg. So it's 2 years ago since you played it last time.
Shit. Yeah, that was pretty funny. It's like, so what do you think of Minecraft now? I still hate it. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess, Robin, that leaves you and I to talk about Battlefield 1. Unless you want to talk about something before, but I think that's pretty much the game we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, well, I played some other stuff, and it's interesting, quite interesting stuff. So if you want to do Battlefield now, or get my other crap out of the way.
Well, let's
get your other crap out of the way.
Okay, two little things that I picked up and on Xbox and having a great time with them. First one is called Guns, Gore, and Cannoli. Came out a while ago. It's a crazy 2D shooter, a side scrolling thing. Think Chicago 1920s, Al Capone, and you're a cop, and there's zombies, and it's hand drawn graphics. Beautiful, lovely hand drawn graphics, and it has a real Quentin Tarantino sort of vibe to it. Just the atmospheres.
And cannoli. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Guns, gore, and cannoli. Yeah. Shoot the zombies, keep the cannoli. All that sort of shit. It's really, really over the top. Very funny. It is a zombie shooting game. You've got power pickups and bits and pieces, and you're going through sort of zones left to right, and you're trying to hunt the bad guy down, but the town is being infected with some zombie thing, as all towns eventually will be. And you have to fight your way through, and there's runners and ordinary zombies. And great. Look it up. It was very, very cheap on one of the sales on Xbox. Maybe still is. Couple of quid. And it's a beautiful little game. Don't think it's terribly long, but the sound is great. And you can have up to four players in co-op with it as well. So, yeah, Guns, Gore, and Cannoli. What a great name.
Yeah, no, I mean, the name, quite honestly, described it perfectly because, I mean, immediately when I heard Guns, Gore, and Cannoli, I thought, you know, gangsters, like Italian gangster, you know, 1920s, 1930s. So the only thing missing was the zombie part, but.
Yeah, that's the gore. Yeah. But then again, that could be Al Capone as well. Sure. So It's lots of fun. Check it out. I'm not saying it's the best game ever, and I'll not make my top 10 list of this year, but it's a good distraction.
I think you're going to be trying to make a case for it at the end of the year. Game of the year. Guns or and cannoli.
The next thing is another weird one. Just a couple of nights ago, it was in the Xbox Gold sale. You know the button on the front page that there? The
right, press, where you find
the sale stuff.
The sale stuff, yeah.
Yeah, for all the sale stuff. Yeah,
real obvious there. Button yeah. Right on the homepage. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's there. It's called 140. That's it. It's just called 140.
Robin, real quickly, did you know that button, although very obvious and placed very nicely to get to the sales English stuff people, right away, you can't see it in the store. That's craziness.
But that's two separate things. That's for members and non-members, you know, VIP and non-VIP. Mm-hmm. It's not, the non-VIPs can't see that stuff if you don't have a gold membership. So,
I'm not buying.
This is called 140, and it's made by Double Fine. Okay. I was trying to remember the name of this developer last night when we were playing.
Double Fine. Greg. I like Double Fine.
Yeah.
That's the guy who Brutal.
Yeah, and that's the name I was trying to remember last night as well. Brutal Legend.
Yeah, Brutal.
Tim
Schaefer. Yeah.
Couldn't remember any of that stuff last night. and that's what attracted me to it. Again, it was only a couple of quid. And I clicked on the screenshots, and then there's game clips. Right. And it's going on about how the sound was so attached to the game. And it's an oral and visual delight. It's very unique. It's a puzzle game. And, the guy, Jesp Carson, he'd done the game direction for Limbo, looking into it as well. So he was one of the creators of this. So it is a very, very unique style, very all primary colors. You are a ball, like from Pong. And you're going along left, right, up, down, and there's things crushing you and killing you, Limbo-esque, but it's just primary colors and puzzles and things slamming into you, and you have to work, you have to go and collect a little ball that sort of attaches to you like a magnet, and you have to drop it into a certain point, and it's getting this ball to that place, and it sort of follows you around. But when you jump or when something is slamming down, you have to go through the gap in the into the beat of the music. Dum, dum, dum. And I think the 140 stands for 140 beats per minute. So it's high energy, sort of ravey music.
Okay.
Just look this up on YouTube. Have a look at it. Again, it's a couple of pounds. It's ferociously difficult. Really, really difficult. It's maybe I think there's only three or four levels in it. I'm on the last boss level of it right now, and it is frustratingly tough. Problem with the game.
Yeah.
There's no way to quit. Apart from the dual button, start, quit. There's no way to save your game. There's three main levels in it. So if you've got past the first level, it will remember when you load back in that you're at the second level. But there's no way to save halfway through a level. Now, they're not that long.
Is that on purpose, though? I mean, they want you to, like, it's one playthrough.
Maybe. But I mean, there's no sort of start screen or menus or options or nothing. It's there. So odd. Cheapest chips, very odd. The sound is the best sound I've.
Maybe they made it so cheap because they're like, we should make a menu for this game. I don't think it's going to do that well. Maybe we don't make a menu for it. Oh, screw it. Well, let's sell it. No,
Double Fine do those experimental games. Well, this is very much one of those. Okay. Looking back, I think it came out a couple of years ago. It has a 9 out of 10 rating on Steam. So it ain't half bad.
All right.
Well worth checking out. Again, visually, it's like, wow. And if you've got a good sound system or a good set of headphones, get them on and you'll just love this from the moment that the first beat kicks in. Because as you get past a different little challenge, the music gets bigger and louder and more beaty, and it's brilliant, really good. All right. Those are the two little things we've been playing, and then dipping out of the other one, and we've been Biggles flying our planes around. Oh, World War One.
Yeah, Battlefield One. Battlefield One beta came out this past week. It's an open beta, so it's still going on. So if you're listening to this and you're curious about playing it, it's out on PlayStation 4. It's out on Xbox One. I believe it's also out on Steam. So all you have to do basically is download it. You can jump in. There's no hoops to go through to, you know, you don't have to sign up with an email or that kind of thing. Just download it. Here's my take on Battlefield 1. If you like Battlefield 4 or you like the original Battlefield, you're going to like Battlefield 1. It's very much, I think, similar to those games in terms of how it plays. And, you know, the setting is different. The technology is awesome in that, I mean, the sandstorms, the visual effects that are happening in this game are fantastic.
Gorgeous. I saw my son playing it last night, because that's one of the reasons I couldn't play last night, because he was on my Xbox. And it reminded me a lot of Star Wars Battlefront, with the way the guy ran and the way it panned in when you died and panned in and out.
Right.
It had a very much vibe of that than it did Battlefield 4 engine. So whether they're using technology.
I'm sure they're taking some cues also from kind of both games, to be honest. It is DICE.
Good. Yeah.
It looks good. I don't know what the resolution is on the Xbox One. I know it is lower. I think the PS4 version is 900 right now. The Xbox One version, I think, is 720. Both versions are supposed to be running at 60 frames a second. I've heard the PS4 version has some issues on the frame rate. Obviously, these are things that can get ironed out. The game does look great, though, regardless.
It's beautiful, really. And it's the sand and the rocks and everything, just gorgeous.
It plays super smooth. You know, you have different classes, and your class that you choose will change when you enter vehicles. This was something I didn't realize. So to operate certain types of vehicles, you have to be certain types of classes. And once you go into a particular vehicle, it will switch you on your class. So I typically have been playing as a medic, but I came upon a tank and I was like, oh heck, I'm going to jump in the tank. I jumped in the tank, start cruising around on the tank, and when I came out, my class had been switched to a tank operator.
You're a tanker?
I was a tanker, and I don't know how I feel about that. I was a tank topper, absolutely. I don't know how I feel about that, and you know, maybe I'm incorrect on this, but I mean, that was my, you know, from my playthroughs on it, I believe that is the case, that it will switch classes on you with that. I don't know.
What about the funny stuff? The funny stuff.
Well, let's talk about the funny stuff. So we get into, I think both of us attempted flight.
And last night, we tried to get together. We had some difficulties finding each other on a server.
Right.
I think it was something to do with America and UK.
This is a Battlefield problem forever. The squad invite system typically it has its issues. It had its issues in Battlefield 4, but one of the ways you could always kind of game the system to play together was just go find a server that isn't occupied and everybody join that server. So that's what Robin and I did.
It was you and me. You on one side, me on the other, and this big bloody map. It's
a gigantic map. Rob and I are the only two people in there. We're running around like crazy, and I think for the longest while, we weren't even seeing one another. And I see Robin is just taking over capture points. And of course, I get the brilliant idea. I go horseback.
Yeah, and cut my head off.
So I come charging in at Robin. Robin's shooting me. I do think the horsemen are a little overpowered, because you can shoot them and shoot them and shoot them, and it takes a lot to take them out. So needless to say, though, yes, I drew sword and Robin's shooting me, and I just
So there was some. I mean, but when Jay was playing with me, he spawned in on my plane, and he was my tail gunner, and it was going swimmingly well until we met a cliff.
That was funny. At one point, he spun the gun around to your head and he started blasting it in the back of your head. I don't know if you felt anything, but that's quite funny.
I haven't quite worked out the controls at that stage. But yeah. I think then Greg and I were jumping into planes and tanks, and then the server started to fill up, and the game really came alive then.
Right. And then suddenly we were in a proper game. We were running around. Well, at times, you know, that's one thing I love about these larger Battlefield games, though. There's times where you just can do nothing to make a difference. You know, you're getting killed, whatever. But then you start getting your groove on. You find a good tactic, whatever you want to call it. And the game is just fun. And I think I had the most fun in there's a couple different areas in this desert setting. There's some outer posts that are kind of up like in the canyons and more exposed areas. And then there's a little town area that's more central, and that's where the sea capture point is. And in that area, there's a bunch of buildings, and the fighting in and around those buildings is just fantastic. And we had somebody on the server.
It's all gone. Where's the floor?
Somebody on the server was piloting a bomber plane. And they're just dropping bombs left and right. And I had been in this building previously sniping at people and having some success. And then somebody killed me. And so I respawn. I go back to the building to go try and get back up to the top. And I get inside the door and I look up, and the entire upper floor area of this building is just gone, gutted from a bomb. So it was great. It was just.
I said that. Last night, the sound of when you do the bayonet charge will definitely end up in Duke from Veteran Gamer's soundboard at some stage.
Yeah. So you just go running off. I mean, you do a bayonet charge, and the guy has his bayonet. You know, he's out and he's running. He's la, and then when the charge ends, because it's like a timered you know, power up. It ends, and suddenly you hear him. He's like, he's out of breath. He can't.
The adrenaline's gone.
Totally gone. It's good.
What do you think? Do you think does it have hope for a single player? Will it get that right this time? You know, that's where I know the multiplayer's great, and lots of community do it, but I'm looking forward to a single player experience with a good gritty World War One suspension of disbelief sort of story.
So I think they've got a couple things going for them, maybe that hopefully will lend themselves to being a better story. Is one, they're dealing with material that's, you know, they have history that they can kind of fall back on. I mean, if you think about Battlefield 4, it was modern combat, but it was a future kind of situation. So, you know, they kind of were creating a story that was, I don't know, to me, a little unbelievable. A lot unbelievable. Whereas with Battlefield 1, they're going to be able to dip into some history. And so they can make something pretty compelling, I would think, based on real life. And so that gives me a lot of hope that the story writing itself might have a little bit of a leg up.
It'd be like a World War II movie when the Americans are in it from the very beginning, and they win the war, and it's fantastic. And it'll just be just like that.
You know, let's not, you know, be a little creative with our history, Robin. Come on. I am cautiously optimistic, but then again, I was cautiously optimistic for Battlefield 4 and that disappointed, and Battlefield Hardline also disappointed. And that was, again, a game that they could have easily tried to draw on some more real life type stories for the single player, but they chose not to, and they went kind of ridiculous. Infinite Handcuffs, still my favorite part of that game.
There's one thing what bugs
me. Kim's favorite bit. Mm-hmm.
Just by watching my son play it last night, it's a bit of it's something or nothing, but the female announcer, when she's saying a certain point is being captured, the names of these points.
Right.
When did they bring in the phonetic alphabet? Because some of these points are stupid. Apples is being captured. Bucket has been,
I mean, World War One. I mean, they talk about, they don't talk about tanks. They talk about sea ships.
Yeah.
So they call them sea ships. So some of that terminology hadn't been brought in at that stage, I suppose. I mean, goodness, they didn't have, you know, was it Morse code? Was there then in 1910? Was it? It would have been 1800s. So they would have had that. But that war technology, goodness, at the start of World War One, the British were wearing red jackets. you know, and all that sort of stuff. As if it was an old
Star Wars. Maybe it's authentic. Yeah. Maybe that's authentic.
Well, yeah, nice. That's what I mean. Does anyone know that's what they did use for the phonetic alphabet in World War One, apples and whatever. I can't remember what the rest of them were.
Well,
some of them are good and some are stupid.
Fraser's old enough to remember that.
Yeah, Fraser's old enough to remember that. Definitely should have that. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, so I think just kind of wrapping up the Battlefield 1 topic, I think, Robin, you and I can both say we were pretty impressed so far.
Yeah.
It is right. I've just looked it up. The British phonetic alphabet from 1904 to 1926. A, apples. B, butter. C, Charlie. D, Duff. E, Edward. F, Freddie. Yeah. Yeah, that was the other one. Butter. Yeah.
Look at that.
It is genuine.
Overseas Connection laying down the knowledge.
Educational podcast.
Yes. Indeed. Not just.
But it's very English and posh.
Yes. M is for monkey. P's for pudding.
You know what's interesting is now that, because you do play two sides of it, so it'll be interesting if they change up the names of it on the other side. I didn't really bother to look. All right. Well, let's move on. Overall, if you're curious about this game, go out, play the beta. It's free. It's there. It's available. You can experience it for yourself. Don't just take our words for it. But we should talk about some news. We've got a couple stories. We've got some podcast trivia to talk about. Yay. We have some speak pipes also to get into from some listeners. So I think we can dive into some of that. So let's talk about some news. Nicole, I'm going to bring this piece of news to your attention specifically because it's Walking Dead. Walking Dead Season 3 coming out this November. Are you excited for the Telltale Walking Dead Season 3?
You know me. I like to wait so I can binge play.
Right. Do we know when it's going to be done, Mark? Or is it just the first episode and they're...
No, all I know is the first episode is coming in November. That's all I know at the moment.
All right.
And if you're at PAX West today, you can play it.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, well, none of us are at PAX West.
You know what? This season's called A New Frontier.
Not a left ear or a final ear, front ear.
Left ear, right? So guesses then. So A New Frontier, I never finished season 2.
Right.
I don't quite know the end of it, but
yeah.
Are we thinking they are finally moving away from the characters and they're going a whole new set of characters?
No, they have confirmed you will be playing as Clementine still, but you are playing as a new character as well as Clementine. So you're playing as two characters in this. Switches about. There's a new character. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but I will try find it if you guys carry on talking.
All right, Nicole, bets. Yeah. What are you placing your bets on Clementine being killed in this season? Yeah. Since they're introducing a second character.
Oh, that's a good point. I don't know. I mean, that'd be one of those things that get a lot of flack when people really like a character. But
I love
knowing how Walking Dead does that to us.
Right.
On the TV show, I can actually see that as a possibility.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, Lee, season 1, I really grew to like his character, and we know how that ended.
Yeah, so it's possible.
So the second character you play is, I don't know how you pronounce this, it's spelled J-A-V-I-E-R, is it Javier?
Javier.
So yeah, that's the other character you play out.
She's so dead.
So, a quote from Kevin Boyle, the exec producer. This is a quote from him. When we began this series, we explored what it meant to protect a character like Clementine at all costs. Years later, meeting her for the first time, Javier will begin to unravel the mystery of who Clementine has become as her story intersects with his. Both of them will still be driven by the things they value most long after society's collapse. So,
cool. Well, look, I mean, I for one will be playing this. I have played all the Telltales, every bit of them, every single scrap. So,
but part of me, Are you like Mikul? Are you going to wait?
No.
Play the season?
Yeah, well,
no.
I'm with Nicole on this. I prefer to wait till all five seasons, five episodes are out and play them all together. Because
yeah,
I did it with The Wolf Among Us. The wait between episode 4 and 5 was so long, I couldn't remember what bloody happened.
Yep.
So. Yeah, I'll do an extra refresher at the beginning of each episode.
I hate to play a game and then, like the Tomb Raider series, I put that down for a day or two, and then I can't freaking remember where I'm at, what I'm supposed to be doing, or any of that. Which is why I like to do the binge playing, because if I play one game and then have to wait 4 or 5 months for game number two, it's like having to learn all over again. Yeah. I'll binge play it, go from one to whatever, and be done.
Early onset dementia.
Robin!
We're all suffering from it.
You're right. But I can't do it. I say I'm going to do it, and then I don't do it. I've done it with Batman, and I can't wait. The next episode's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Robin just did this to Nicole.
I made you my bitch.
That's what Robin just said to Nicole.
Part of me is a bit getting a bit tired of it now. I want it to wrap up. I know that is not the TV style either, but I would love her story to come to a close, and they finish that all off. Because I don't want to
point to.
Yeah, might just get that.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of on the same vein, something that I caught on a news feed, the Hitman game will be releasing the entire game finally in January. That also has been episodic. They've been pretty good about releasing the chapters, if you will, for the Hitman game over the year. But that's another game that I was really wanting to play Hitman, but I refused to play it just without all the content there.
Well, that put me off.
Yeah.
And I hear it's all right. I hear it quite good.
I've heard good things about it, so I'm kind of excited for the full game to come out. We'll see. We'll see. Gran Turismo Sport has been delayed until 2017. I don't know if this was a huge shock. only because... GT often has been delayed in the past. But this kind of brought about it was a funny conversation we had in our WhatsApp podcast chat. And I was, you know, making a little bit of a joke about a lot of Sony titles being delayed, but it got me actually really looking back at it. And Sony on the PlayStation 4 era, outside of the launch titles and you can't even say all of them were not delayed, but they have had a rough go of it development-wise in terms of meeting their schedules. I mean, when's the last PlayStation 4 game that came out that, you know, was exclusive to the PlayStation 4 in terms of first party and delivered on its original release date? I don't know. I mean, Bloodborne? Maybe it's Bloodborne.
Maybe.
I don't know if Bloodborne got delayed or not, but I mean, The Order got delayed, Drive Club got delayed, Uncharted 4 got delayed, No Man's Sky got delayed, The Last Guardian has been delayed beyond belief. Now Gran Turismo has been delayed. I mean, they've had a rough go of it. And look, I'm all for the notion of delaying a game to make it good is good, and I believe that. But at some point, you also have to get your management under control and be able to release out on schedule. I mean, I think what was it, you know, when we were talking about it, all the 2015 games were delayed into 2016. And so far the 2016 games have all been delayed at some point, either out.
Yeah. I was just about to say that. Yeah. Or like E3 last year, you know, this was a refresher and another bit of a teaser again and stuff pushed out. Not being fanboys here, but that just seems to be the way. The Microsoft thing, they seem to have got it. You know, yes, they do have delays, but
I mean, yes and no. They've pushed a few games out too. They've pushed a few games out too. I mean, none of these companies are totally.
No, I don't even mean pushing them out. It's just getting them out. There just hasn't been that many first party things out for PS4. Really?
Well, they've had a number of first party titles. I don't want to go down that road.
But it's slack.
Well, it's just
but if,
the internal management, if you're putting schedules together, it to me, and Mark or Nicole, you guys chime in as well. I mean, to me, it feels like there's a weird thing going on at Sony where they're not hitting any of their initial release dates right now. And I just don't understand it.
I think they're just giving a bit of, a bit of false hope. But I think that they're pushing themselves too far. They're giving, an unreachable release date, when they shouldn't do. And it's going to backfire on them.
I'll give you an example in my work. So when I sit down with my accountant at the beginning of the month and he goes to recover all of them, there's a list. There's the how many hundreds of thousands of pounds we need to get in by the end of this month. And there's stuff that you put into that guy last month. And when will that be in this month? And I'm going, yeah, I should have that by the end of the month. And I should have that one by the end of the month. But in real life, when I'm out there trying to collect money as well, it doesn't always happen.
Right.
But I have the best intentions for it to happen, but I get delayed with another project or this project was wrong. But it's that schedule was developed by an accountant or a number crusher. And this is what's here. Yeah. And the developers on the ground are going,
true.
Well, we think we can do this for then. Yeah. But then they go off and create another sprite.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Yeah, that's a better way of putting it. It's like us at work. The manager will say, oh yeah, you can have that vehicle at 3 o'clock, and comes out at me and says, make sure that vehicle's done for 3 o'clock. And I'm thinking, okay, hell, 3 o'clock, how am I going to get it done for then? So it's that sort of scenario. They've also not actually given a date in 2017. We've just said 2017. So it may turn out to be a bit of a drive club scenario. But on a personal level, I'm happy about this because there's just too many games coming out on the Xbox for one.
That's fair.
And I've no money to buy it. So, personal level, it's okay for me.
Yeah, I guess from where I'm coming from, I hope Sony can start to shore things up a little bit. And maybe, you know, it is that, you know, talking to that accountant, get better realistic dates in play, because I think just as fans, we start to count on certain games coming out. And if every time I hear about a release date from Sony and all I'm thinking now is, well, that's not coming out then. You know, when is that really coming out? I think they should be
hitting the ball out of the park because they've got the numbers of the machines out there, you know.
And maybe that's half the problem. Maybe they know that they're not necessarily relying so much on the revenue of these games to where they can say, you know what, it's okay to delay it. But at some point, you got to start saying, okay, well, we've delayed enough of, you know, these games. Some of these games do need to hit when we say they're going to hit. Yeah.
They can't become too complacent, can they? And I think that's what they are doing at the moment. I think they're sat that comfortably in front, they're getting too complacent and we need to be careful.
Well, let's face it, in four days, we will find out exactly kind of what their quote-unquote future plans are. The PlayStation meeting is coming up. It's September 7th. That when we're supposed to learn about the Neo. They're going to be announcing they have a PlayStation Slim that nobody has heard about. So that's going to be coming out.
Sarcasm.
Yeah. You know, so we'll learn more, obviously, in terms of the direction of their hardware, that kind of thing. So interesting times for Sony. And this is just one of those things, you know, it's unfortunate. I think a lot of people were looking forward to Gran Turismo Sport. And, you know, now we're again kind of waiting and for Sony to say, okay, it's good now. Mm-hmm. All right. Some positive news. Firewatch will be coming to the Xbox One. You know, this kind of, to me, it's not all that shocking. And I think this is more, kind of signs within the industry of, look, if you're third party, you may have exclusivity deals in play. You know, we saw Inside came to the PS4 finally. We saw, what's the one from Jonathan Blow?
Witness.
Puzzle Tomb Raiders, to the Xbox One.
You big hit ones like Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider's coming.
Tomb Raider's coming to the PlayStation 4. Yeah. I think anytime we are, you know, looking forward, when we hear a place, or, you know, any game is a PlayStation 4 exclusive or an Xbox One exclusive, and it's coming from a third party or an indie developer, I guess they are technically a third party, take it with a grain of salt. You know, it likely is going timed. To. Yeah, it's likely going to come to another platform. But that's just good for gamers. And so be patient. Don't freak out if you hear about a game not coming to your system right away. You know, if you hear about XCOM 2 coming to PC only, don't lose your head and start tweeting the developer constantly saying you need to bring it to consoles like somebody I know. Because eventually it'll come to consoles. All right.
Well, Firewatch is good. It's worth playing. So for you, Greg, who won't have played this, it's worth playing. It has Nicole in it. Nicole is in it. I don't know if you played it.
And apparently,
but it always reminded me of Nicole in her wee Fire Station. She was the one that I always pictured that voice. That's who it was I was talking to.
Apparently, there's a new mode as well in this version coming to the Xbox One. I don't know if a PS4 is getting an update for this mode in their version, but there's a free roam mode coming on the Xbox One.
Interesting.
So you can live in Shoshan with full day night cycle and explore a few hidden secrets. Apparently, so might be interesting. Mm. Might give a better longevity to the game.
Or at least some replayability.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm thirsty.
I'm going to get another drink. Pause the podcast there.
Yeah, I think we need to pause so we can get drinks. Teasing me now.
I have plenty.
All right. Before we go into the trivia, Nicole, could you please just maybe take a quick glance at Twitch and any shout outs we should be giving out to some viewers that might be sitting?
Look at that. I'm way ahead of you, Greg.
I like it.
Way ahead. Sebastian Gaming. What the hell is that?
That's Mark.
List.
Just know that's Mark.
Yeah, that made my chest hurt. Sebastian Gaming, Tef112, Realm Warrior was in there. I haven't talked to Lee in forever.
No, I haven't. No, it's nice to see him again.
I know it was. And then the Tafman and Gamesman RPG. And Shiny has showed up, so a big hello to him.
Yes.
And then, of course, you know, us three moderators, me, Bongo, Mark.
Gotcha. The Rebel Rousers. All right. We're going to do some podcast trivia now. This is where basically Jason Johnson has supplied us with trivia that you three get to answer. It is two questions. Each are multiple choice. If you're listening at home or watching, you can play along. This is for important things, podcast bragging rights. If you win like Nicole did last season and, we take care of our own little prize give out for, you know, internally here. It's no Dookie award, mind you, but it's, you know. A little something.
I think flights to California and a week staying at your house is not a bad prize, Greg.
Mark, I am all for that. and as a prize, I will gladly give that to you as long as you pay for it.
Second prize is 2 weeks.
Two weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
So what he's going to do, Mark, is he's going to send you a little teeny tiny metal airplane and tell you to figure it out.
Yes.
Here's your canoe. On you go.
Here's your invoice. All right. Trivia time. Here we go. First question up. You guys are going to love this one.
Teflon.
Funny question. What are you doing to us? I bet it's Nintendo.
Jason.
You're going to love it. Here we go.
No.
What character is featured on the cover of Pokemon Yellow? What character is featured on the cover of Pokemon Yellow? Is it A, Eevee, B, Pikachu, C, Jigglypuff, or D, Jolteon? A, Eevee, B, Pikachu, C, Jigglypuff? I just like saying that. Or D, Jolteon? I guess it is Jolteon. I'm going with Jolteon. I don't know how to really pronounce it.
Jolteon?
All right.
Jolteon?
Jolteon. So here we go. I need your answers now, please.
I'm just going to, because I don't know what it was.
All right. So Mark and Nick have said Eevee. Robin has said Pikachu. And the answer is Pikachu.
Oh, no. That was too obvious.
Well, I was like, it was too easy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Suck it.
Yeah. I technically, the first question typically is easier than the second question in the trivia.
That was easy. That was
in case you guys wanted to know. All right. Here we go. Second question. Again, you're going to love this one.
Sarcasm.
Which of these Disney worlds is not in Kingdom Hearts 2? Which of these Disney worlds is not in Kingdom Hearts 2? Jason, these questions are awesome. Your choices are A, Pirates of the Caribbean, B, Nightmare Before Christmas, C, Tarzan, or D, Beauty and the Beast. Which of these Disney worlds is not in Kingdom Hearts 2? A, Pirates of the Caribbean, B, Nightmare Before Christmas, C, Tarzan, or D, Beauty and the Beast. You guys ready?
No.
Gosh.
Well, give me your answers now anyway. All right. So we have two people who have said Nightmare Before Christmas, Mark and Robin. And then we have Nicole, who is correct.
What?
Oh, wow.
She is Tarzan.
All right. But, I thought Tarzan was Disney property.
Yeah, I thought I went for one which doesn't sound Disney-ish. I thought Kingdom Hearts was all about Disney.
It is. And Nightmare Before Christmas is technically, I think, a Disney property, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Tim Burton thing?
Yep.
Yes. That's Disney.
Yes.
They're all Disney.
Damn it all to hell. They are all Disney. To Robin and to Nicole.
Yay.
Point out
we're
that.
Winners, Nicole. Winners. Yeah.
Mark.
I didn't like this week.
Matt Goose. Like this week. Yes. This is podcast smack talk time.
So, where does that leave the situation now?
I don't really know. Let me.
Situation.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to try and update some things. Mark, you're going to play some speak pipe things.
Am I?
Yes.
There you go. Y'all get your bee off there. I said, what about?
Right. So.
No.
Okay.
No, that's a private joke. Sorry. Inappropriate for a podcast. So, speak pipe number one. Are we ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Overseas Connection. I am talking to you whilst driving. Don't worry, I'm being safe because I'm using apparatus that allows me to drive without using my hands. I believe they call it hands-free. This is Chinny from a podcast called The Veteran Gamers. I might have been on that show, on your show, a couple of times. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for all the nice... kind words that everybody's been sending me on Twitter about being engaged. I'll
just pause it there.
Yes.
Greg, you were spot on when you announced this 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just going to say, I mean, it took them a little while to finally fess up, but you know, they've been engaged for like 3 years. They just never said anything.
I was chatting with him last night, night before last, and I was telling him how pissed off I was with Tahara. Because the arrangement was that she was going to knock him off and run off with me, but obviously she's decided against it.
Yeah. She let me down too. It's okay. We knew about this actually. We've known about this for a little while.
Yeah.
It's been hard
not saying anything.
Yes. We weren't sure if Mike actually had made some announcements. And then we realized we thought he didn't, and then we kind of let it out a little bit, and then I was like, oh, did we just let the cat out of the bag?
Well, he tells a story on this week's Veteran Gamers.
And yes.
It's lovely. It's very nice. And happy birthday to Mike. Today's his birthday.
Because today is his birthday.
Jesus' 43. Birthday. 43 years old. I can't believe it.
Right. So we'll
actually yesterday was his birthday because we're 13 minutes over midnight for you guys.
Oh, well played, Nicole.
It's his birthday somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's here.
So here we go with his second part of his speak pipe.
It was very romantic. I got on one knee and I asked Tara, go on then. You know, you're not going to get any better than this. Do you want to do it? And she said, no, go away. And then I paid her and then she said yes. So I just wanted to say thank you for all the nice words. And I still listen to the show. I still try and, you know, listen live on Twitch. And much love. And the next time I'm on, I'm definitely going to be wearing a tank top. So, love, love, love. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's nice.
There's a picture of Mike out on Twitter right now where he's
in a
robe and he's got his eye raised up. And literally, I mean, like if you had a vision of Jesus giving you the look.
It's that this is it. Game. It's just perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Reinforced his avatar I've made of him. So
that's Jesus. It's the first time I've seen his hair all adrift and not tied up.
Yeah. I see there's also a video he's done of a hotel that he's staying in some crappy town. Yeah. Tiny toilet. It's funny. It's out there. If you look at his YouTube channel, I'm sure it's there. It's hilarious. So,
all right.
Good lad.
Thanks,
congratulations
Mike.
To you both.
Yes, thanks. I'm happy with it. As Robin said, congrats. Mark,
yes.
I'm afraid to say next, but please, next.
Yeah. The next is a speak Powell. Powell?
a speak Powell.
Yeah, that's because he's going, woo. A speak pipe from the great owl.
Woohoo. This is the great owl. I don't know if you guys listen to Verbal Rob's hair on Pilchards and Cream. Woohoo. Or Verbal Rob's hair on one of the other shows. But the guys at Veteran Gamers were slightly turned on when Verbal Rob's hair was speaking. So I don't know how they had time to go all the way to Magna P.I.'s house and kidnap him. Yeah, some long-haired hippie fool and some crazy loud-ass teacher knocked him out. Took him away. But I've been in touch. He's got his iPhone with him. Those ignoramuses. They left his phone in his pocket. Couple of dorks. Anyway. We're going to get this new guy. He's got long hair. Remember last time? What? 8-year-old gamer. And I pooped on him. This time, woohoo! I'm letting it go, baby! Happy birthday!
What color is the sky in that man's world?
It's gotta be like rainbow. Yeah.
Rainbow. Yeah. Totally with you on that one, Greg. It's gotta be rainbow.
Listening to some of them this morning, sadly, the audio quality on the Pilch and Reed podcast this week, I think when he was on, is a bit sad, but he actually sounds like a human being on Reed at all. Jason, you're one in a trillion.
Yeah.
Jason, let's face it, you're warped. We like you, though. But
nice
you're warped. Yeah, nicely warped. It's a good shape.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound creepy at all.
So, talking of warped, we have a speak pipe from Magnum PI.
Yeah, before you play it, I would just like to say I love these speak pipes, not because of necessarily the content, but because Jason he's doing this on all the different community podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, it's shout outs to each and every one of us, and it's great. So,
yeah. Each podcast gets mentioned on a different podcast. It's like a massive circle, and it's good.
Straight up fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Let's just face that.
or is it genius? Yeah. Is it genius or is it crazy? There's a fine line there, Greg.
It is a fine line. God damn it.
Right, so this is Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I. Yes, I've been captured by the enemy. The Three Stooges, it seems. Funny, they didn't take my communication device. Anyway, I'm in touch with the Great Owl. He's going to handle this. But I would like to describe them. One has long hair. One complains about grading papers quite often. And the other, he's just a bit weird.
That's got to be stupid.
I'll tell you this. I'm happy with the Great Owl right now. I'd like to clarify something on the case. Any accuracies
Herborb's hair is innocent. It has come to my attention.
No, it's not. It's framed.
Another hair. A long, hairy hair. A dirty hair. Mike Chin, the great owl is coming for you. Your day will come.
That's it.
Do you know he has a twin brother? God help us all.
Yeah.
Jason or Mike?
No, it's got to be Jason, yes.
Yeah, Jason, yeah. Jason twin has brother. A twin brother. Mm-hmm. Is that
know.
Frightening?
The world is not big enough for two of them.
Yeah. Goodness me. Well, thanks, Jason.
Yes, thank you, Jason. I wonder if the twin brother is the loud one. You know, there's always a talkative one and there's a quiet one. Wouldn't that be crazy if it turns out Jason's the quiet one?
Well, you know what? I would like to meet him.
I would like to meet Jason.
Behind glass.
Yes, behind glass, separation, visiting hours. Yeah.
A little safety net.
Yes.
Over the cuckoo's nest.
Excellent. Mike, fear for your life. The great owl is coming.
Yeah. And that's almost as scary as winter.
Yeah. So real quick update on the podcast trivia. So remember how a couple weeks back I said I needed to go back and listen to some episodes and make sure I caught some of the scoring?
Oh, yep. You realize I've got 15 points from the previous episode then?
Whatever.
No, not exactly. But that going back to previous episodes kind of didn't happen.
Oh. But you're fired.
Yeah, I think I am.
Were you actually just seriously listening to all of this and so entertained you forgot what you were doing?
Well, yeah, so I caught myself up to a point, and then I have like two blank, like, yeah, there's two podcasts. I have to go back to 382 and 383 and listen. As far as I can tell, though, there now is like a three-way tie for the lead.
No. Oh, Mark God. Likes his three-ways.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Mark asked for a three-way earlier.
No.
Mark, it's not the three-way you were hoping for.
No.
Nicole is part of that, but Robin also part of this three-way.
Oh, my God. What's yes. wrong with me?
Yep. So there we go. That is the latest. I will go back and listen to those episodes.
Three-way. Achievement unlocked.
There you go.
Original.
All right. Let us move on. Nicole, if you could, let's walk through some of the new releases and the free games that we get for paying for subscriptions.
I am pretty sure it's not supposed to be August 3rd through September 9th. Pretty sure that should be
absolutely.
September 3rd.
I don't know what you mean. It says September 3rd on my screen.
It does now. I watched your little name scoot across the notes. Oh, that is hilarious.
Mm. Yes, so from August 3rd to September 9th, these are the only games that have released. That's it. Nothing else. Despite what you may have heard.
Mother Russia is bleeding over it. So, from September 3rd, and where's my music, Mark? Because I don't hear it.
It's on. It's on.
Okay, I'm just checking.
I don't miss music.
You know. No, that music. Yeah. The other one underneath it that I can hear now.
It's moving.
All right. Yes.
Setting music. Light the candles.
Just shush.
All right.
September 3rd through September 9th. All right. Mother Russia Bleeds for PC, Mac, and Linux. September 5th, Space Rangers Quest for PC, Beyond Flesh and Blood Xbox One, I almost said X-Bone.
X-Bone.
X-Bone. And then PS4 and PC on September 6th. Is that Dagos or is my thing messing with
me? I'm going to go with Dagos.
All right, PS4. And then on the 7th of September, it will be released on Xbox One and PC.
This goes back to what I was talking about before. The exclusivity deals are shorter and shorter these days.
That's like a day. You get it a day ahead of time if you have the PlayStation 4, if you even know what the hell Dagos is, and then you get it a day later on Xbox and PC. Then there's Just Sing on Xbox One and PS4 on the 6th also. And then whatever that Q word is, what is that? Quarar?
Quarar. Quarar?
In Irish. In Irish, that would be sort of queer. It'd be queer magic. Hey, my. It'd be queer magic there.
Oh, I know queer what it says. It says this.
The queer coming down of here, they're coming out of the grabbing like that. If you don't get up beyond, you're a show. Potato!
That's what it says.
You just made my dogs bark. Apparently, they don't like Irish potatoes. All right. So, whatever that is, Q something magic library on PlayStation 4, also on September 6th. Then we have The Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel 2, PS3 and Vita. Wow. The Tomorrow Children on PS4. Tohu Genso Rondo Bullet Ballet. That ends up the last of September 6th.
That doesn't sound Japanese at all, does it?
No.
Tohu Genso Rondo. Yes. And then Awesome Knots Assemble for Xbox One. That starts our September 7th releases. Oceanhorn Monster of Uncharted Seas for PS4.
Real quickly, can we go back to the Awesome Knots thing real fast?
Sure.
I watch way too many children's cartoons, and when you said Awesome Knots, in my head I heard Octonauts.
Oh, they'll be boop, boop, boop. They leave the submarines and stuff?
Yeah, class.
Yeah, no, not what I said.
Yeah, I know. Continue on.
Unbox for PC, also on September 7th. And Jotun Valhalla Edition for the Wii U.
Exclusive!
They still make games for the Wii U. How cute!
That's 2 weeks totally in a row.
Exclusive then, only to the Wii U.
Because that's only on September 8th. But on the 9th of September, it comes out on Xbox One and PlayStation 4. You are so close, Greg. So close. Yet so far. Also on the 8th will be Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney, Spirit of Justice.
No relation. Yes. No relation.
No. None. Steins Gate for PC. Steins. And then King Oddball, Xbox One for September 9th. Stardust Galaxy Robin, Borders.
Robin has his own game.
Oh, how cute. Oh,
sorry.
Stardust Galaxy Warriors Stellar Climax. Xbox One, PS4 for September 9th.
Can't beat a bit
the
of
Elder
climax.
Scrolls, The Elder Scrolls Online Gold Edition, Xbox One.
Your cat's making an icicle.
My dog is trying to piss off the other dog. It's hilarious. But that does it for our releases from September 3rd through September 9th.
Is your little dog going, I've got teeth? Ah.
Yeah, look what I've got and you don't have.
No, she can tell the other dog's in a better mood and wants to play. So she likes to bark at her, and the other dog just gets up higher and higher on the couch, like basically telling her to fuck off.
Right, get away, get away, get away. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so cute. So, can y'all see? Hold on. Yeah. I can't see me, so hold on. Let me get to the right thing.
This will be great on the download version.
She's in the recliner chair, and the other dog is hopping up to... Oh, she ran off.
Yeah, she got tired of the game.
Yeah, now she saw she was on camera, she thought, oh, better behavior.
Yep.
Right?
They're watching. Crazy. They're always watching. Watching me.
Yep, she ran off right there. That's so
I'm in
funny.
The shower. I'm afraid to wash my hair.
Nope. They're back at it. Look at them. They are playing. They're hilarious, those two. She's like, I will jump up in that chair and I will get you. And actually, now that Misha has learned to jump, Bailey is not happy.
Well.
What are you doing, Robin?
Could I was trying to look around the corner.
What do you want to look at? What do you need? There's alcohol over there.
Did you straighten that picture on the wall?
I need some.
Yes. Leave me alone about the picture.
Just want to look down.
Do you want to
look down? No.
She did it.
Our viewers just went up 15% then.
Oh, dear.
Aw.
Aw.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah. All right. Nicole.
Yes, sir.
Monthly freebies. Let's talk about them. We pay for these subscriptions.
We do?
Yes. No. Well, some of us do. Apparently, not all of us do. But yes, yeah, so we have these monthly subscriptions we pay for, apparently, to do multiplayer and get free games.
I know. And actually, that's been very helpful lately because we've had a few that we've used for our True Skills Challenge.
Yes.
Because we've all had the freebies. So for our Games with Gold for September for the Xbox One, you'll have Earthlock Festival of Magic, and that's from the 1st of September all the way through the 30th. Assassin's Creed Chronicles China will be from September 16th through October 15th, and I'm getting that one. This one, y'all are killing me with WWE 2K16. And that was from August 16th and will be until September 15th. I like that they have a little cross-pollination between those months there. For your Xbox 360, Forza Horizon, which will be from September 1st through the 15th, and Mirror's Edge, September 15th through 30th. Now, remember, if any of these games are backwards compatible, you can download them and then play them on your Xbox One.
Yeah, in fact, they all, moving forward, are going to be backwards compatible. Anything announced will be backwards compatible.
We'll see. That's even better. So definitely get both for the Xbox One and the 360 so that you have even more games. And yes, Mark, EA Access Plants vs. Zombies 2 now in the vault.
Yes. This is that service that nobody wants on PlayStation 4.
Which is funny, because I used that. You were the one that suggested the EA Access to me, and I was like, but it's $30 a freaking year.
That's great.
It's absolutely superb.
It has made my life so much easier, because my son's like, oh, I want that game. I'm like, go look, see if EA Access has it. And when he finds it, he's like, oh, I love it. I can go play this. And I'm like, thank God, because that saves me. That saves me a ton of cash, because he's going to get bored with it and not want to play it soon enough.
Yep.
I've seen, backwards compatibility there. They've got SSX in there now as well.
Yeah.
The 360 version, and that was a brilliant game.
Yeah.
And good service.
Yep. Now, PlayStation Plus.
Yes. Visa's just been announced. Yeah. Sorry. Go on.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
I'm just saying they've just been announced, because last week they wasn't announced. So.
Children, behave.
He likes it rough. Just hush. PlayStation Plus, September 2016.
I just like it.
I made you my bitch.
For the PlayStation, we'll have Lords of the Fallen, Journey, and Badland. For PlayStation 3, Journey, Datura and Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands, and Badland again. For the Vita, Badland again, and Amnesia Memories.
What? Or is that Amnesia Memoirs?
No, that's Memories.
Okay.
From the spelling. If it was Memoirs, that'd be cute.
I would have liked that.
That would have been cuter, I think. But no, that this is a play on stupid board. It's Vita.
It's Vita. All right. Thank you for that, Nicole. Robin.
Yep.
Is anything happening on the racing scene and or victories achieved? Which I think that's really what we want to talk about, but I figured I'd give a quick plug on racing.
Yeah. Well, the track guys are still going. BTCC racing every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. UK. And for the first time in this season, after, 20 races, I won a race.
Nice.
Yeah.
So didn't have anybody coming from the wrong direction and taking you out.
Right? No.
Didn't
happen. No.
That's damn true.
So it still goes on. So you want some good Forza 6 racing? Contact me at
Bongo.
Bongo.
Yeah, Bongo the same anything.
Yes. No more beers.
At Bongo. Okay. So victory achieved. What is it? Tell them now. Tell them. Victory achieved is when you finish your games, you take a photograph of yourself with the credits in the background, and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved, and you'll get a nice shout out on the podcast. And That runs a competition that runs every for 3 months, and at the end of 3 months we give away some money, $15 or 15 quid, add five, take five. You win real money to buy games with.
So we've came to £15.
So we've came to the end of Space Bucks. Quarter, and earlier today I picked a winner at random.
A winner, or is it a winner winner chicken dinner?
Winner winner chicken dinner, and the winner picked at random from 102 completions over the last 3 months was Steffi Business. He finished The Witcher 3. Good completion, The Witcher 3 on the 9th of July.
You know what? And that's a fantastic game to have completed to win this competition. That's worthy.
Yeah, that's
worthy.
That's a hell of a game.
Yep. Stupid game. And he bagged his $20, 15 quid to spend on games. And he also gets a download code for Assassin's Creed Unity on Xbox One. And I have to thank our friend at Xbox Live's Major Nelson for that code. Thank you very much, Larry. So yes. We'll contact him and get that passed on to him. So thank you.
All right.
And the next competition now has started, and it runs now until the end of November. And this week we had lots of people completing games. We had Colin for the win. He completed Inside, was very puzzled by the end of it. Oh, funny
yeah.
enough.
Yeah. You see his tweet, he put, what the hell?
Viva la Pedros, finished Guacamelee, another good complete, because that's a hard game to finish. Fraser Moo, he dressed up while playing this game and finished Costume Quest 2. Mark Annex finished the country and western space game called Rebel Galaxy. Viva la Pedros also finished Rise, Son of Rome. He had a skirt on the whole way through that.
Was that Nostalgia... not Attack of the Clones?
Nostalgia 64 finished Deadpool, a very irreverent, funny game I would recommend. Mr. Miyagi 1984 finished Assassin's Creed Liberation and was not impressed. Hardly Dan finished Rise of the Tomb Raider. And Simon Kempster, The Walking Dead Season 2 and Abzu. So he was swimming in the sea in Abzu. Adamski just finished Hue. And that's a very interesting game because that's using Kinect, I believe, and your shadows and bits and pieces.
No, that's Fru.
Oh, it's Fru. So Hue is something different then.
Yes.
Is it Fru, Hue, and Barley Hue McGrew,
are Huffer, related. Yeah. Dibble,
and Grub.
Yep.
You'll get that, Mark.
Hurry up. Chuggy. It's empty.
Steph J finished Snooker Nation 2016. There must be a thing in that. Batch Gaming just finished Altered Beast, and he also finished Golden Axe, going back old school. Those are the completions this week. Congratulations. The total for the completion charts, which is now all on Facebook, right up to date, it's now there's $264 going to the kids for Extra Life this year. So thank you very much. Every time you complete a game, you help a sicky kid. So thank you. Keep that up.
All right. You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
The Royal Wave. Thank you, Greg.
Oh, my God. That makes me want to pick up the answer from that.
Do you know what? You'll enter a room now. You know that they use guys, the music that plays when the president right. walks into the room? That's now what plays when Greg walks into the room. Cindy puts it on when he comes down for his morning coffee as he walks through the door after a great night's success.
I'm going to start playing that after sexy time.
Yes, right. Can you imagine that? Hold on a second, love. There you go. I'm done.
Oh, my goodness. All right. If you want to be part of this podcast and listen in live, it's super easy. Just come on over to twitch.tv/OC podcast. And we're here every Saturday, 11 p.m. UK, 3 p.m. West Coast time, 6 p.m. East Coast time. You can email the show podcast@ocpod.com. You can tweet us because we have a Twitter account because we're cool like that @OC_podcast. You can join our Facebook group because that is definitely a thing. I've heard a lot of people talking about it. I don't know if you guys have heard about it before, but Facebook, it's going to be big. FB.ocpod.com. That's where you can find us there. And if you want to give us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, go ahead. We would love it. It helps us get seen, allows other people to come and find us, and of course, you know, more the merrier. We're good like that. All right. Real quickly, the shout outs thing. That's, you know, we like to do this thing, shouting out. It's kind of a podcast tradition, I think, at this point. I mean, every podcast pretty much does it, and I'm okay with it. I don't mind being a copycat. So let's copy other podcasts and do some shout outs. Bongo, your shout out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you'll get me at Bongo the Sane. You'll get me at Robin at ocpod.com. Please send me emails and tweets and dirty photographs. I would like to shout out Chris MJW, first off, for the tickets that he bought nicely for me for the Midlife Gamer after show party. Just a reminder, everyone, those tickets are now available for sale. It's a great night's crack. And the Midlife Gamer guys raise a lot of money for charity. So thanks, Chris, for those. Mike, happy birthday. Congratulations on the engagement. And the wedding is at Christmas, I believe, on Christmas Eve. So that's fantastic. We can't wait all to go to it. And finally, I'd like to shout out our friend, Dorian, our strong friend. And we know he's being strong. He's going through a very hard time at the moment. And Dorian, I'm sure the guys will also mention you, but for as much as we can do, we're here to support you. We'll help you in any way that we can to get you through this. And it's a crappy situation that you're in, but let's just say that we're with you all the way, mate. And we hope that brighter horizons are you can see them, and it will get better somewhere down the line. It'll be crap now. It'll be crap for a while yet, but it will get better. I promise you, it will get better. So, and we love you, mate, and hang in there. And that's me, Mark.
Yep, you can get me at Markanics on Twitter, or you can email me at mark@ocpod.com. And same again, I just want to give our sort of thoughts and prayers to Dorian, who's going through a really rough time. So we're here for you, we love you, and whenever you want to chat 24/7, just let me know. I want to shout out Pilch Reed. His new podcast is doing really well. I binge listened to the last three episodes this week, and they were all fantastic. Really enjoyed them. So yeah, keep up the good work. He's like, everyone's calling him the, you won't get this, you guys in America, but he's the Michael Parkinson of podcast chats. So
okay.
It's like a chat show.
1980s chat show host.
Yes,
right. Superstars, yeah.
And I just wanted to shout out Team Chin. Mike and Tahara, congratulations on your engagement and happy birthday, Mike. Over to Nicole.
All right. So, you can get a hold of me, Nicole@ocpod.com and at OC Amaryllis on, OC_Amaryllis on Twitter, Amaryllis on PlayStation 4 and Twitch, which I still need to hook that PlayStation back up. Amaranth on Xbox One or 360, but I don't really play on the 360 much. I also would like to shout out Dorian. I've been watching and listening to him on Facebook and just sending lots of love and positive energy his way. He has been amazing through what he's going through. And it's still his birthday here in America, so happy birthday to Mike, and congratulations to him and Tara. So also want to shout out to our chatters, because without them and our viewers, where would we be? And a little shout out to the True Skills guys and their craziness in our competition chat that we have.
It's God a great, help me great if, chat group.
It's a hilarious chat yeah. group, but you know, so, and I love giving them a hard time in it. So anyway, thanks to them and Greg.
Well, I want to say thank you to three of you for making the podcast. Peace. I mean, you know, it is not easy getting here every week, you know, week in, week out. And, we do our best to be consistent with this. So it's appreciated. That's good English.
It's appreciated.
I'm not even drinking.
We're not that far off 400 as well, Greg. That's a massive milestone.
We're getting there. I want to, of course, shout out the listeners, just as Nicole said. Absolutely. You know, you listeners are a big part of what makes this fun. So we appreciate your interaction. People like Jason Johnson also stepping up and doing trivia for us has been a huge, huge thing. Yes. So never want to forget him. You know, as everybody has said already, Dorian, you know, big shout outs to you. Keep the upper lip stiff and the chin up. And, you know, if you do need somebody to talk to and you need that shoulder to just, you know, vent, whatever, call Mark. He's absolutely.
He knows he can call me anytime.
Yes. Yeah. No, seriously, we're all there for you, Dorian. I think you know that. Mike, what can I say, my friend? I have known you far too long, and yet not long enough. Happy birthday. And it's about goddamn time that you ask that woman to marry you. I'm thrilled beyond belief. You know, just huge props to you. And I think that's pretty much it. So this can be a wrap on the show. We'll see you here next week. Thanks again for listening. And Mark, maybe spin up some music or I can scratch a custom.
No, I think this will be better, Greg.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Oh, you're not allowed to get a drink? It's ridiculous. You're muted. You're gonna have to reboot, aren't you?
Please tell me you can hear me.
Oh, I can hear you.
Oh, thank God for that.
It's so funny. It happens like every time.
Yeah? I don't know why it does it.
This is really weird. Skype is pissing me off at the moment. Add to group call. There we go.
Okay, now you're yelling in my ear. Let me turn that down.
Wow. Or quietly whispering sweet nothing.
But you know what? Maybe there's a way to mute your ass.
Oh, God. Fucking kill me with that shit. Why won't my camera come on?
I don't know.
More clothing. You can quit. I'm playing secretary again, sorry. Just trying to clear things up so there's no major ass confusion.
Hey, I appreciate that. I get confused enough in life as is. Was he vaping?
Mm-hmm.
I always forget he vapes.
You what? But my vapes?
I forget that you are a vapor. It's almost. It's
you're
almost
basically in the a night. Fart.
Yeah, it's almost like being a Prius driver. By the way, not exactly a compliment.
Shit! I need a mouse. Yeah, well, it's better than a fag, isn't it?
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
What is going on with you there, allergy boy?
I don't know. That's exactly what's going on.
It all just died when I logged on.
He's allergic to me.
Yeah.
Talk to me last, Greg, will you? Because I'm fiddling around here madly trying to get everything sorted.
Okay. I can do that.
Is he? What did he say? He was fiddling with his mouse? Is that what we're calling it?
Fiddly diddly. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. My son is on his computer. I've warned him to limit his internet activities to a minimum. And he was usually the sort of guy that would have this double screen with second screen with six of his friends in little video boxes. Yeah.
You've told him to look at porn only. Yeah. Pictures of a porn and not videos of porn.
Right. Yeah.
Mark, can you talk? No, I mean, seriously, talk.
Yeah, well.
All right, I just want to make sure. You were muted for a second. I mean, I know we're trying to be all professional and have this opening that's all quiet and the music comes up, but I had the fears.
Better than the shits.
Much better than the shits.
Sorry.
It's okay. Mark, do you see us live?
Not yet.
Well, that's a bunch of crap. No, my goodness. Well, good show, guys. Thank you. I'm going to now be jumping online. Maybe some FIFA action, some Battlefield 1. Mark, what are you doing?
What? Don't yawn, Mark.
No yawning. He was, he would like.
I've been on the podcast tonight and it's been lots of fun with Greg and Mark and Nicole.
I've been on the podcast and it's been lots of fun with Greg and Mark and Nicole. I've been on the podcast and it's been lots of fun with Greg and Mark and Nicole. I've been on the podcast and it's been lots of fun with Greg and Mark and Nicole. I've been on the podcast and it's been lots of fun with Greg and Mark and Nicole. I've been on the podcast and it's been lots of fun with Greg and Mark and Nicole.
Got that tonight. That was kind of cool. Yeah, that was good tonight. I'm glad I jumped in. I'm glad I just rushed to get it. So that was good. Yeah.
You're drunk and it has made me absolutely laugh. You.
I've only had two bottles of beer.
Well, all right. I think you had beer before that.
I think somebody else, by the way, might be getting a little on the tipsy side. A gigantoglass woman.
No, I'm fine.
This is, by the way, the size of your cup.
I know. it's smaller.
Last time I saw something that big, a goldfish was swimming around in it.
Nice.
No fishies. No fishies.
It's a goldfish.
All right, kids.
Love you guys. Bye.
See ya.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
People say.
Come on now.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.